Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, as a small business owner, being a great communicator is a critical part of the job. Here to help is Karen Friedman, who's an executive communication coach, syndicated columnist, and professional speaker, and author of a new book called Shut Up and Say Something. Karen is frequently quoted in the New York Times, Forbes, and CNN Money. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So why don't small business owners think that it's important to be a good communicator? I just don't get it.
Well, you know what? I think it's because so many of us, including myself, we're focused on running our business, right? So we're focused on the day-to-day operations. We're focused on keeping our clients happy. We're focused on getting new customers. And for many people, they think they communicate well enough. And what happens so often is we are so close to our own information that we end up going blah, 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 blah before we ever get to the point. And we sometimes, not even realizing it, forget to hit the headline and forget to frame information from the standpoint of what's in it for my listener, why do they care, how can I move that make me care meter so they're interested in this. And so what I'm talking about isn't about me and my business, but it's about them and how what we do can potentially solve their problems.
And it's interesting because you say the words well enough, and I think that's what most small business owners, that they do it well enough, they don't realize it's actually hurting their business. How do you make that determination whether you're a good communicator or you're just in the well enough category, Karen?
Well, I think two things, Barry. First of all, one, you have to really have a drive to improve. You have to really have that drive to say, wow, I understand how important communication is. It can set me apart from other people. It can contribute to my success. The second part of that is if you get coaching, whether it's, you know, from somebody like us or just, you know, somebody outside that you hire, that coaching is often done on videotape. It can be done through your, you know, your iPhone or your iPad. But when people see themselves, they learn, ooh, I never knew I did that. Ooh, I never knew that I don't come up for air and I never pause and people lost me, you know, 10 seconds ago. Or, wow, I'm looking at myself presenting with those slides and I'm really boring because all I'm doing is reading the slide. And a lot of those things people don't, they don't see until they're in a room with a coach and the coach actually points out things that are happening, and then the individual realizes how he or she can improve.
And they actually don't want to face it. I remember when I started training with my communication coach, Victoria Labom, I used to always stroke my chin when I was speaking, and then she put together a video of me at all these different events just stroking my chin. So that kind of broke that habit right there.
Yeah, and you know what? Something like stroking your chin can actually make you appear like you are judgmental.
Right.
When you're not. It really is interesting. I'll tell you a funny story, though. I was working with a woman last year. She's a scientist, a veterinarian. She's just awesome, really fabulous. And after we spent about 3 hours together, I said, so, what's your biggest takeaway? And we had worked on a lot of things, and I thought she was going to say, I need to pause more, I need to make better eye contact, you know, things like that. And she looks at me and she says, I think I need to get my eyes done. And everybody in the room cracked up because I didn't see that. I thought she looked fabulous. But, you know, we see things in ourselves that other people don't see. And the flip side of that is other people, like your coach or us, when we're coaching somebody, we see things that other people don't see.
And it's also important to recognize and have people help you the parts of nonverbal communication, right? What you're not actually saying, but what people are getting.
Right, because a lot of times your words and your nonverbal body language don't match. So let's say that you're really focused on talking about, you know, your vision and your idea and, you know, whatever it is that you want to get across, and you're not smiling. Well, then you might come across to the other person as if you're not fully engaged or you're not excited. I can't tell you how many people will stand up in a room that we're working in, you know, group programs, one-on-one, whatever it is, and they'll say, I'm really excited to share with you our new product. Well, really? You don't sound very excited.
Yuck.
Yeah, and it's so there's a real, there's a real disconnect. Or in science, for example, we do a lot of work in healthcare and life sciences. You know, people will stand up and they'll present all of the data and all of this incredibly fabulous information, and they're brilliant. I mean, I can't, you know, these are the smartest people in the room, which doesn't translate to being a good communicator. And they'll forget to talk about what it means to the patient, or bringing it back, for example, to the everyday, you know, person who has a mom, a dad, a cousin, a sister, a partner, what have you, and that's how we relate. And that's what they forget to do. That's what we do in conversation, and it's what we forget to do in business.
And people have to realize that most of us are not necessarily natural good communicators. These people have practiced a very long time.
Oh, well, you know, you take somebody like the late Steve Jobs, who I think was one of the best corporate storytellers of our time. You know, when I ask people, well, how long do you think he practiced? Oh, you know, he practiced for an hour, or he walked in, you know, after, you know, that same day. Well, no. The answer is, from what everything I've read, is the man practiced sometimes 3 months for an employee presentation. And you take somebody, and this is not political at all, but you take somebody like former President Bill Clinton. Whether you liked him or you didn't like him is irrelevant. But people hail him as a great communicator.
Absolutely.
He says, he's done interviews talking about this, that many years ago at the Dukakis Democratic National Convention, he was speaking. And he says the only time he got any applause is when he said, in conclusion.
Karen, I got to cut you off there. We're out of time. Thanks for being on the show. And if you want to get to Karen, www.karenfriedman.com. Karen, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Barry.
Coming up, what does your business need to know now that Equifax has lost 150 million user information? We'll be right back.